We're back with the second hour of the Feeling of Jazz here on the Lakeshore 89.1 FM. We hope you'll make it a habit to join us every Sunday night for a couple hours of nice swinging sounds from about 8 to 10. This is your co-host Kent Lindquist along with my co-host Dr. Al Korns. And we're going to forge ahead now with a continue our highlight salute to alto sax man Johnny Hodges and Hammond B3 organist Wild Bill Davis. And since Johnny Hodges spent so many years in the Ellington Band, I think it's only proper if we play a tune or two out of the Ellington Songbook. And this was in the Ellington Songbook for many, many years. Ellington claimed that he wrote it, and Johnny Hodges disagreed. I think Johnny Hodges probably wrote this in Ellington. Ellington transcribed it from a solo out of some track. Anyway, this is Johnny Hodges on alto sax, Wilbur Davis on organ, Mondale Lowe on guitar, Richard Davis on bass, O.C. Johnston on drums. Things ain't what they used to be. Thank you. That's from the Ellington Songbook. That was played by the Duke Ellington Orchestra from about 1941 right down to the time the Duke died around 1973. That was in the book almost every night when they were traversing the country. That was from an album called Blue Rabbit, and they also heard some nice guitar solo there by Mundello.
Well, the news kind of chased accounting us out of here early at the end of the first hour, so we've elected to restart the number we were playing since we were only about a third of the way into it. It was a tune written by Basie called Opus 6, and it features the Count on piano, Joe Pass on guitar, Niels Henning Orsted Peterson on bass, Willie Cook on trumpet, Eddie Cleanhead Vinson on alto, Louis Belson on drums. So here's the Count's Opus 6. Thank you. And that was Opus 6, a tune written by Count Basie for the Kansas City Six. Along with the Count on piano, we heard Joe Pass on guitar, Niels Henning Orsted Peterson on bass, Willie Cook on trumpet, Eddie Cleanhead Vincent on alto, Louis Belson on drums. It was originally recorded in 1981 and then remastered in 1990 on the Pablo label for the CD.
Next up on our highlighting of Johnny Hodges on alto sax, while Bill Davis on Hammond B3 organ, we're going to go back to the Ellington book again, and this is out of their album called Mesa Blues, and this is a little thing that Ellington put together. It was a neat little swinger, and they brought in on guitar one of my favorite guitar players, Kenny Burrell. And so let's listen to Love You Madly. Neat little swinger out of the Duke Ellington songbook called Love You Madly. I'm sure Johnny Hodges played it 100 times down through the years, and it always sounds nice and fresh and swinging. And, of course, Wild Bill Davis there on Hammond B3 organ and doing a comping in the background on guitar was Kenny Burrell.
Well, we're going to hear next from the Orphan Newsboys from a CD called Laughing at Life. In reality, they are Peter Eklund on cornet, Bobby Gordon on clarinet, Dick Fagey on guitar, and Greg Cohen on bass. This is a tune written by Joseph Manone, otherwise known as Wingy, and it's called Strange Blues.
Thank you.
And you heard the Orphan Newsboys there with a tune written by Wingy Minone called Strange Blues. You heard Peter Eklund on cornet, Bobby Gordon on clarinet, Dick Fagey on guitar, and Greg Cohn on bass. That was from a CD called Laughing at Life on the Stomp Off label, recorded in 1990.
Well, we've been playing a lot of Ellingtonia, and we've been playing a lot of blues that written by Johnny Hodges, and our highlighting Johnny Hodges on alto sax, Wellwood Davis on Hammond B3 organ. So it's time to turn to some out of the Gershwin songbook and listen to this great dynamic duo with some of the great American songbook. But this is George and Ira Gershwin's composition, Somebody Loves Me, and along with Johnny and Wild Bill, you get Grant Green on guitar, and I think you'll hear a little bit of Lawrence Brown here out of the Ellington Band on trombone again from an album called Joe's Blues. Thank you. That's something out of the Gershwin songbook that time. Beautiful rendition of Somebody Loves Me by George and Ira Gershwin from Johnny Hodges and Webber Davis's album Joe's Blues. And you also heard some fine guitar work there by Grant Green.
Well, we're going to go down back to 1957 now to listen to a group headed up by Henry Red Allen. It's from a CD called The World on a String. It's got Red on trumpet, J.C. Higginbotham on trombone, Buster Bailey on clarinet, Coleman Hawkins on tenor sax, Marty Napoleon on piano, Everett Barksdale on guitar, Lloyd Trotman on bass, and Cozy Cole on drums. It's a tune written by Cliff Burwell and Mitchell Parrish entitled Sweet Lorraine.
Thank you.
was Sweet Lorraine with a group headed up by Henry Red Allen. In addition to Red on trumpet, you heard J.C. Higginbotham on trombone, Buster Bailey on clarinet, Coleman Hawkins on tenor sax, Marty Napoleon on piano, Everett Barksdale on guitar, Lloyd Trotman on bass, and Cozy Cole on drums. That was from an album recorded in 1957 and then reissued on the Bluebird CD label in 1991.
Next up in our salute to the co-highlight artists of the week, Johnny Hodges on alto sax, Wilder Davis on Hammond B3 organ. This is something from the title track from their album that they cut together, Console and Sax, a little thing whipped up by the organist Wild Bill Davis, and it includes Mondale Law on guitar, Milt Hinton on bass, O.C. Johnson on drums, Console Sax. Thank you. It was a board fade on that track, but that was a nice little medium tempo swinger written by the one of our cool highlight artists of the week, organ player, Hammond B3 organ player, Wild Bill Davis. It's called Console and Sax. And that was a title track from that particular album put together by Johnny Hodges and Wild Bill. And it had some fine guitar work there also by Mondello.
Well, our next group is headed up by another organ player, Milt Buckner. He's heard together here with Buddy Tate on tenor sax, Chris Smidiger on bass, Jupe Scholten on guitar, Sonny Payne on drums. It's from a CD just entitled Milt Buckner, and the tune is a Jimmy Van Heusen, Johnny Burke original called Imagination.
Thank you.
And that was Milt Buckner on organ, accompanied by Buddy Tate on tenor sax, Chris Smittiger on bass, Jupe Scholen on guitar, Sonny Payne on drums. The tune was Imagination. It's from a progressive CD simply entitled Milt Buckner.
Well, this is your co-host, Kent Lenquist, along with my co-host, Dr. Al Corns, and you've been listening to Feeling of Jazz here for the better part of the last 2 hours, and we hope you enjoyed the sounds we're here on the Lakeshore 89.1 FM every Sunday night. A little break for the news at the top of the hour for about 5 minutes, and we're back for a second hour, so we hope you'll make a habit of joining us each Sunday night for some of the best in modern mainstream jazz. If you have any comments or perhaps some favorite jazz artists you'd like for us to play here on the Feeling of Jazz, you can email us at our new email address, feelingofjazzradio@yahoo.com. Well, we're going to close out the show with our highlight artists of the week, co-highlight artists of the week. As a matter of fact, Johnny Hodges on alto sax, Wilbur Davis on Hammond B3 organ. This is a title track from an album they cut together called Joe's Blues.